USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is downplaying sanctions from Russia.
None of us are planning tourist trips to Russia. None of us have bank accounts that we won't be able to access.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying we will forge ahead. President Biden is on the sanctions list, along with his son Hunter, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and current Secretary of State Antony Blinken. New CDC sewer data is suggesting there will be a rise in COVID-19 cases in the United States. A 10% increase or more in coronavirus wastewater levels was found in a 15-day period from February 24th to March 10th. Of just over 400 wastewater sampling sites, a 10% spike was seen in at least 145 of them. A big day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining almost 600 points. USA Radio News.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising and interest rates are following. So don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you can save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Police in Washington, D.C. say they've arrested a suspect Tuesday morning in relation to at least two deadly shootings and violent attacks of homeless people in D.C. and New York City. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti makes the announcement, reading off the charges brought against 30-year-old Gerald Brevard.
First-degree murder while armed for the shooting and stabbing homicide of 54-year-old Morgan Holmes on March 9th. The assault with the intent to kill for the shooting offense on March 8th and assault with a dangerous weapon for the initial shooting offense on March 3rd.
A bill locking in daylight savings time as the nation's permanent time is closer to becoming law. The Senate approving it unanimously in a voice vote, sending the measure to the House, with Arizona Democrat Kyrsten Sinema voicing her approval.
Without objection, so ordered.
Thank you, Madam President.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with his Chinese counterpart in Rome on Monday, Sullivan warning China that they would face sanctions from the United States if they assist Russia with economic or military aid. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is welcoming the idea of sanctions on China.
We are open to applying any pressure we possibly can, not only on Russia, but those who try to help Russia.
China says they won't stop their normal trade relations with Russia and is warning of retaliation if the United States imposes sanctions on them. A winner has been named in the 50th Iditarod sled dog race.
The Iditarod has a new top dog. Musher Brent Sass won the 50th annual and very difficult Iditarod trail sled dog race across 1,000 miles of Alaska. On Tuesday, his team of 11 dogs dashed off the Bering Sea ice through a crowd of fans in downtown Nome, Alaska. This year's event began with 49 mushers, 5 dropped out along the trail, and Mr. Sass takes home $50,000. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Aaron Rodgers' return to the Green Bay Packers is official. The Super Bowl champions quarterback new contract is a 3-year, $150 million extension with voidable years in 2025 and 2026. The money is guaranteed through the first 2 years and is dependent on his injury status in 2024. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.